Dwight Bullard, the senator from Miami-Dade in the Keys, says Florida would get jobs, revenue, and a new measure of social justice if it would just join Colorado and Washington as the third state to legalize smoking marijuana for fun. He's the sponsor of a bill to do that. The problem is...
Will you get a hearing on the bill?
I doubt it.
Although the time for Bullard's bill may not yet have come, what is about to arrive is a referendum on allowing marijuana for medical use. Organizers got that on the November ballot by campaigning, fundraising, and denying strenuously that it would be the first step to full legalization. Orlando trial lawyer John Morgan, the godfather of the medical marijuana movement, says Bullard's bill is jeopardizing his cause.
It gives the people the argument, oh, yeah, that's what he's really up to. This is a Trojan horse.
Bullard says he respects Morgan, but he doesn't see the problem. And neither does Senator Jeff Clemons of Lake Worth, who's been trying to pass a medical marijuana bill for 3 years. On Wednesday, a House committee made history by approving a type of non-mood-altering pot called Charlotte's Web to treat seizure conditions in children. Clemons does agree that growing acceptance of pot as medicine may change some minds.
Those personal stories that people have been able to see on the Charlotte's Web issue will alter their thinking on the overall medical marijuana issue, and then later on probably on the marijuana issue as a whole once they see that it's not a scourge of society.
Charlotte's Web passed a very conservative committee with only one dissenting vote, and even she voted no with tears in her eyes. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.